heart of a famous meteorite is being returned to East Yorkshire today. The Wald Newton meteorite landed near Driffield in 1795 and helped persuade scientists that objects really can drop out of space.
Well, so me saying it's coming home is a little bit wrong, really, because I don't suppose it originally came from Wald Newton, but we'll talk about that anyway this morning. BBC Radio Humberside, 26 minutes to 7 o'clock on Friday the 16th of April 2010. And 215 years ago, a meteorite crashed into the countryside near Driffield. You might not remember it yourself, but it did happen. The event helped convince scientists that rocks can fall out of the sky, and pieces of the famous meteorite are now in the hands of collectors around the world. But today, a chip of it is being brought back to Wald Newton in East Yorkshire, where it first fell. Meteorite collector Martin Gough will hand the rock fragment to Katrina and Derek Gray, who now own the land where the meteorite came down. And Martin Gough on the line now. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
So you work for the police in Manchester, but you collect meteorites. What about you? What for you makes them so interesting?
Well, I just find them absolutely fascinating. They're basically the oldest thing that you can sort of physically hold in your hand. 4.5 billion years old. Most of them come from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. And as someone has sort of coined them, they're the ultimate antique.
What about this particular one, the Wald Newton meteorite? How famous is it?
Just to correct you, that's actually the Wald Cottage meteorite. Wald Cottage is a building in Wald Newton, and like you said in your introduction, when it fell in 1795, it was one of a string of falls of meteorites that sort of led to our current understanding that, yes, stones do indeed fall from the sky, and not only that, but they come from space. And sort of in that period, prior to that, it just was unheard of. Even scientists sort of, you know, said laughingly, that's impossible. And what made it a very important fall was that the owner, or the then owner of the Wald Cottage, was an Edward Topham, who was a magistrate. Mm. And when it fell in a field on his land, it was actually his workers who found the meteorite. And because he was a magistrate, he was able to take sort of sworn testimony from those workers. And that became sort of quite an important part of leading to our current understanding.
This piece today that you're going to bring back and present to Mr. and Mrs. Gray, this has come from an American collector?
That's right, yes. I mean, the sort of the brief story of that is I stayed at the Wald Cottage last summer with my family for a holiday. Obviously, part of the reason for me going there was my interest in meteorites. And they have lots of memorabilia and lots of sort of photos of Edward Topham and the meteorite. And I was sort of astounded to find out that they didn't actually have a piece of the meteorite itself. As a collector, you know, I just thought, well, what more important place could there be, really, for a piece of that particular meteorite to be displayed? So I sort of said, although it is quite rare and hard to come by, it does occasionally surface for sale. The bulk of it resides in the Natural History Museum in London. But I said I would keep an eye out for them, and lo and behold, a few months later, I came across a piece being offered by a collector in America, Dave Giesling. I approached him with the sort of the story of Derek and Katrina Gray and the Wald Cottage, and he, like me, sort of agreed that it was a travesty that they didn't have a piece, and not only just offered to sell it to them, he offered to donate it to them.
Oh, wow.
So that was a very generous gesture on his behalf.
I mean, if you had to pay for this, Martin, how much would it cost as a matter of interest?
Yeah, I mean, I don't sort of like to always sort of focus on the financial value of meteorites. Unfortunately, these days, when a value is placed upon things, it has to be financial. Like I sort of explained, the scientific value is enormous.
Yeah, sure.
If you had to put a price on it, I'd say it was between £300 and £500 for the particular fragment. It's a cut slice of the meteorite. It weighs 1.44 grams, the particular piece that's been donated. And it's a very nice piece.
Wow, it's lovely to talk to you about it this morning. The presentation's at lunchtime. Martin, thank you for that. Martin Gough, a meteorite collector. And I'm sure we'll have more on that story later on today. And actually, if you go online this morning, bbc.co.uk, there's a terrific story there. Meteor streaks across US sky. Terrific pictures. It's about 24 seconds of this meteor that's been filmed streaking across the sky in Wisconsin and Iowa in America. Witnesses said the meteor lit up the sky and described it looking like a huge fireball. They are tremendously dramatic pictures. Have a look.